It's the early morning in Joshua Tree National Park, before the triple-digit heat sets in. UCR plant ecologist Lynn Sweet is showing me one of the trees that they analyzed as part of their research.
So what we would do on the project is we would go to a tree, we'd find it.
Sweet and her team used volunteers to collect data on more than 4,000 Joshua trees. They took the coordinates of each tree, measured its sprouts, and assessed its health.
So what we found is that we're already seeing the effects of climate change that has already occurred on the landscape. We're already seeing less recruitment or new trees on the landscape in some areas.
The team found that trees are already migrating north to cooler, wetter parts of the desert. That happens because seeds in the hotter, drier parts of the park tend to die off. But the effects of climate change on these trees is only beginning. The research found that if nothing is done to stop carbon emissions, the park would retain only 0.02% of its Joshua tree habitat.
However, we also modeled some scenarios where we looked at if we mitigate or if we reduce our global carbon emissions, and we found that we might have, 14% or even 20% of stands persist into the future if we do something about climate change.
That's a big if, especially as the U.S. has pulled out of intergovernmental climate agreements like the Paris Accord. But Lynn Sweet is optimistic.
I hope that people, when they come out and look at Joshua trees or hear about this, it's something that they can grab onto and understand that the things that we do might have a real effect on whether the trees persist into the future.
And there's something else we can do to protect these trees, get rid of smog.
There's also another aspect to this, which is the smog that comes in from LA and other agricultural areas and industrial areas. That smog actually is laden with nitrogen, and so the nitrogen deposits on the landscape, and that's what contributes to fire risk. So we're talking about information about where the trees might occur into the future and how to protect them, but we know that wildfire is also a risk. And so we need to, if you can mitigate the degree to which you're producing smog, that might be important, because this pollution fertilizes the grass on the landscape, and that grass is tinder for wildfire, essentially.
Sweet says it's important that people volunteer for citizen science projects like this one.
I think that the degree to which people could come out and, help with this project or associated projects is great. Some people don't have access to all those opportunities. Certainly volunteering in your local park, participating in other community science efforts is really important too. There are apps people can use to document flora and fauna on their phone. That's really important. In fact, we used iNaturalist observations for the modeling effort. So we actually used observations people were doing with their phone for this effort. So I think that, volunteering, also, thinking about your carbon footprint as well.
The full report is available on the journal Ecosphere. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.